This is the Seedbed Daily Text, Soundtrack, Day 10. The Song That Makes People Reject God. Hear Psalm 137 sung to the tune of My Soul Gives Glory to My God. And sing along.
Rivers of cool Babylon, there we sat down and wept. When we remembered you, Zion, our home will not forget. Upon the trees we hung our hearts, for they demanded song. Our captors with triumphant scorn said, sing songs of Zion. But how can we the Lord's song sing within a foreign land? If I forget Jerusalem, let skill leave my right hand. May my tongue cleave to my mouth's roof if I do not recall. If I don't praise Jerusalem, chief joy above all. Remember, Lord, all Edom's sons who raised Jerusalem, who said, tear down its walls unto its foundation. Daughter of doomed Babylon, you devastated one, how blessed will be the one who pays to you as you have done. How blessed ever will he be who thus ends your cruelty, who dashes in your little ones upon the rocks justly.
Consider this. Psalm 137 may be the most difficult passage in all of the Bible. Here we find Israel robbed of virtually everything but their breath. And many had been robbed of that. After marching them out of their homes and into the corpulent abyss of Babylonian exile, after losing everything they had, after it got worse than the worst could have possibly been, it was then their captors demanded them to sing the songs of Zion. This scene offers a truly unthinkable moment. It was for this moment they wrote an almost unsingable song. How blessed ever will he be who thus ends your cruelty, who dashes even your little ones upon the rocks justly. Psalm 137 is one of the 10 imprecatory psalms. They are 7, 35, 55, 58, 59, 69, 79, 109, 137, and 139. What is an imprecatory psalm? It's when the songwriter calls down napalm from heaven on his enemies' heads, and in the case of 137, on their children. It's a prayer and plea to God for immediate, unmitigated justice. Why is this so important? These Psalms, and this one in particular, pose significant barriers to faith for many people in today's world. Who hasn't had the argument thrown at them that they want no part of a God whose inspired word involves the murder of other people's children? As ambassadors of Christ, we must learn to help others, many of whom are in desperate need of the grace of God, to navigate these troubled waters. We must learn to approach these conversations not as God's lawyers, but as witnesses to His character. If you're up for it, try singing what feels like an unsingable song. Ask yourself, share with another. Have you ever had to deal with this particular passage of Scripture? How did you do it? Do you need a better approach? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.